Hamishi of Parshas Pekudei begins Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar b'yom haChodesh Harishon be'echa l'Chodesh Sakim Takim es Mishkan o Hamoed. So that sounds a little bit redundant, and here that's itself a interesting point. But this idea of the Mishkan being set up at the beginning of Nisan. So the Psikta Rabasi points out that the Mishkan was actually finished on the 25th of Kislev and wasn't set up until Nisan. So it was actually in storage for some time and waited until Nisan, which is the month that Yitzchak was born. And in the meantime, people were spreading rumors about Moshe, trying to understand what was going on. And afterwards, Kadosh Baruch Hu said he has to pay back Moshe for all of that. And Chanukah was apparently this reward. And Rav Schwab comments on this medrash, and he explains that this is also true, that when Yitzchak was born, that many people were also healed along with that nes and celebrated, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mix in that simcha together with the Hakamas HaMishkan, but people didn't chap that until it happened, and that's also what happened with Chanukah. People didn't realize the Hashgacha until the nes. Rav Yitzchak Kopelman, who was the Rosh Shiva in Switzerland, in Lucerne, and his Sichos. So he noted also that the timing was connected to Yitzchak as well because of the Midas Hayira that Yitzchak represented. And it was necessary to establish the Ava of the Mishkan in the context of Yira. And as Naim HaTorah notes, that the Tanchuma tells us that the Tzivoy was actually on Yom Kippur. So therefore, it kind of parallels the Briyas HaOlam, and it's just like the Machshava of Briyas HaOlam was in Tishrei, and the actual creation was in Nisan. So through here, you have the Tzivoy in Tishrei, and the actual Hakama in Nisan. In the Sefer Paris Yosef, he comments that this seems to contradict the principle of Shihuye Mitzvahs Lomishahinon. You know, we shouldn't delay mitzvos. So even if you want to say that there is an advantage to putting it in Nisan for all of this imagery, so there is a discussion in the poskim. What is the preferable value? If you have a conflict between one of the time values, such as Reza Makdim and the mitzvos and Shehi Mitzvahs Loma Shehinan, on the one hand, or Mitzvah Menamuvchar, Hidr Mitzvah, on the other hand, so this seems to indicate that we would prefer Mitzvah Menamuvchar because we delayed the process up until Nisan for whatever advantage of symmetry, of imagery that brings. So in the Tshuva Space Yitzchak, in Avin Ezer and Chilik Beis and Simon Kufir Beis, he suggests that the advantage that would be given to the time-based principle of Shehi Mitzvah Lomas Shahinan is only applied to a Yachid. And here we're talking about the Tzibur, so therefore we prefer the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. You could perhaps explain that by positing a chakira in general, that the question of whether you should prefer the Maila of Zerizas, Shehi Mitzvah Lomas Shahinan, or the Maila of Hidr Mitzvah, things like that, has to do with what is Zrizus about. That if Zrizus is itself a Hidr Mitzvah, it's a way of showing your enthusiasm, so then it makes sense that you shouldn't necessarily prioritize that over other Hidurim. So if you are going to sacrifice another Hidr for that, there's not necessarily any logic to that. But if the reason you want to do the mitzvah at the earliest possible opportunity is because you're afraid of possibly losing the mitzvah, so then that's a reason maybe to prioritize that even over other hidurim, because if it's a possibility you may lose the mitzvah, so then that's not worth waiting for, even if you might otherwise be able to do the mitzvah better, if the possibility is you may lose the mitzvah completely. So this chiluk between Yachid and Tzibur then influences that equation, because the concern that one might lose the mitzvah is much more relevant to a Yachid than it is to a Tzibur. So it's understandable that when we're talking about a Yachid, we may prioritize Shuhi and Mitzvah Slom HaShehinan, because there is the concern that the mitzvah may get lost. But when it comes to the Tzibur, so that's less of a realistic possibility. So therefore, it may be more understandable that there's a preference to the principle of Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. So as we noted, this phrasing here, B'yom HaChodesh HaRishon V'Echav HaChodesh, so that seems redundant. It seems like it's saying the same thing twice. And Hashem Shnafal Hirsch comments about this, and he notes that Rosh Chodesh doesn't actually mark astronomical event here. Rather, he says it presents us with a model to establish and to observe renewals in society and in our lives. So, Be'echa l'chodesh is to say not the new moon, but the first day of Israel's renewal. That refers to the presence of the Shekhinah. And he also suggests that maybe it's to highlight, by the language of Yom here, the halacha of that there is no binyan beis hamikdash at night. And that's relevant here, and the emphasis here, he says, is because that law specifically raises all the work to which it applies out of the darkness of the blind forces of nature into the light of freedom of moral consciousness, whose realm begins with man's work by daylight. So that symbolism, it suggests, is relevant, and maybe that's why you have this language here. So the pasuk ends with the takim as mishkan ohel moed. So the Ramban notes that during the Shivas Mehemluim, they took apart and put back together again the Mishkan every day. And some Derech poses the question of whether this is true even on Shabbos. And he notes that from the Ibn Ezra, it sounds like it was true even on Shabbos. So that, he notes, would be totally on whether we understand this to be a part of the process of Binyan or part of the Chanukas HaMishkan. Because if it's part of Binyan, so the halacha is, just like we mentioned a minute ago, the halacha of Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla, we also have a halacha of Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Dolche Shabbos. So if it's part of the Binyan, then it shouldn't happen on Shabbos. But if it's part of the Chinuch process, so then maybe there would be a different din, and maybe that could have happened on Shabbos. It sounds like from the Ramban that there was Kedushat HaMishkan throughout this whole time, with the Lechem Apanim, etc., and the Netziv disagrees, and he understood that the Kedusha didn't actually kick in until the eighth day. In Pasuk Gimel, here we have Vesamta Sham Es Aron Ha'idus, Vesakosa Al Haron, Esa Paroches. So here, the Aron Ha'idus, the Ramban comments that that phrasing here is to highlight the fact that there's no such thing as the Aron without the Luchos. And as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky points out, and Rav Gifter in the Pirkei Torah, that that's why there's no Aron in the second base of Mikdash, because you don't have the Luchos in the second base of Mikdash. And this phrasing here, Visakosa al Ha'aron, so here, as Rav Soloveitchik noted in his drashos, that there's two functions of the paroches, and here it is to shield the Aron, Torah shield, that imagery. So in Parshas Truma, oh, thank you. In Parshas Truma, it is to separate the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but here we're also talking about it as a shield of the Torah, and it is to create that protection. And the Gemara Maseches Yuma, the Daf and Aleph, notes that the Badim would protrude into the Paroches, and in our shul, so we duplicate that by having the Paroches in front of the Aron in order to represent that. Then in Pasuk Dalet, so we say Vehevesa es ha-shulchan v'yarachta es erko Vehevesa es ha-menorah v'halesa es ne'rosea. So here we have the bringing into the table, and we put in it the menorah, and we also have the bread together with it. So that's also relevant to the Malachos. This is something that's discussed with Nassim Gestetner in his comment to Chumash. Laharis Nassim on Chumash notes that you see that this is all a part of the Binyan. It's not a part of the Avoda. And that's relevant to the question of where we get the Malachos for, because we get the Malachos from. So the 11th Malacha is Bishul. And in the Mishnah, so you have Ofe there, and Rashi comments that really maybe it should be Bishul. Bishul and Ofe take up the same slot. So it's a question, what exactly was done in the Mishkan? Bishul and Ofe are the same position in the list of the Malachos, but what did they do in the Mishkan? So it seems that Bishul is what was done in terms of the actual construction of Mishkan. It's Machlokes Rishonim in general, whether the Malachos were that which was done in the creation of the Mishkan, or whether it included what was done in the process of the Karbanos, Machlokes Rashi and Rav Haigon and others. So did Avia have a role in the creation of the Mishkan? So here, the suggestion that the Lechem Aponim is also a part, not just of the Avoda, but the Binyan, so that is relevant to that as well. And we'll just note that regarding these next psukim, Pasuk Dalet through Pasuk Yud Aleph, If you look at the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, so you'll note that he has Ramazim here, double Ramazim for everything, that there are different values that all of the Kalim are Merames to, and that he sees different themes, that wisdom, Chachma, and Torah, and Yira, and different ideas that are represented in the Kalim, and each one is a double Remez. And there's a nice essay about this in the Sefer Yudim B'Halacha from Avram Heschel Reisman, where he notes that this all represents, in addition to the complementary nature of various midos, such as Torah and Yira together, but also how the Mishkan represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live among us, and also that we want to live among Him. And just a note that the Aliyah ends with the phrasing that we've seen throughout this parsha so many times, one version or another, "Vayas Moshe kechol asher tziva Hashem oso kein asa," that Moshe does everything that God commanded him. That's what he does. And here, as Gifter notes in the Pirkei Torah, that this is emphasized here, the tzivoy to Moshe. Sometimes this is noted in the context of Bezalel. Here it's noted in the context of Moshe. So the emphasis here is because that's the definition of Torah, that which is commanded to Moshe is what Torah is. And that is also how the Mishkan is created, through the very definition of Torah. And that becomes the identity of the Mishkan as well.